This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And on the first Friday of each month, we discuss a topic related to the environment in Michigan, and we do so with Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and she serves as my co-host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. And good to be with you for the March edition, Lisa.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dave. And our guest today is Monica Lewis-Patrick. Monica is the president and CEO of We the People of Detroit, an organization, it's community-led, a community-led organization dedicated to community coalition building and informing, training, and mobilizing citizens of Detroit to improve their quality of life.
Well, welcome back to the show, Monica. I appreciate your time today.
It's amazing to be back on with you again. Thank you and Lisa.
Well, one of the things that continues to draw both national, international, and of course statewide attention is that the city of Detroit continues to grapple with water affordability issues and water shutoffs. And we've seen recent articles stating that water shutoffs in Detroit have spiked 44% in the last year. The issue's even drawn the attention of presidential candidates like Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg. Monica, can you give us an update on the severity of the problem in Detroit?
Well, the problem is worsening, Dave, and as we're finding out all across the nation, families are challenged with being able to afford their water and keep pace with the fact that on a national level, we have not invested in our infrastructure in the way that we should have. Right now, we're looking at a need close to $6 trillion that needs to be invested in the infrastructure. Up until 1977, about 68% of our investment came from the federal government, and what we're seeing now is only about 9% of that investment. Local communities are bearing the brunt of legacy debt that has really been a challenge for communities like Detroit and Flint, and really up and down the Rust Belt, you're seeing those same kinds of hardships throughout the Great Lakes in places like Chicago, Toledo. And so what we're talking about is not something that should be resisted from the standpoint of framing that as deadbeat taxpayers or people not wanting to pay their share, but this is a lack of investment over decades that has put us at a point where you have low-income families that are unable to afford the rapid increase of water cost. We know in Detroit, water rates have gone up over 120% in the last 10 years. Water rates in Chicago have tripled over the last 8 years. In Toledo, they've doubled. So this is a regional and national issue as well.
141,000 residential shutoffs just since 2014 in Detroit alone.
Well, that number really is closer to about 168,000 now with the current shutoffs that being calculated. And then what we know April 1st, there will be a new set of water shutoffs in the city of Detroit.
So, Monica, the Detroit Health Department says that it has found no association between these service interruptions, and I put that in quotes, service interruptions, and any widespread health impacts. Is that a contention that you agree with?
Well, we can't agree with something that we've never seen or that's never been released to the public. And so I would challenge them to provide any reports or any evidence that substantiates their claim. But what I would also say, Lisa, is we're sitting right now in a global crisis, and according to the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar II, he's declared a public health emergency for the entire United States due to the coronavirus. And the World Health Organization has also declared a public health emergency.
So if you can't wash your hands, if you don't That's have right. running water, if you can't wash your hands, you can't protect yourself from things like the coronavirus.
That's right. That's right. And so this is about the health and safety and welfare of all Michiganders. And it's going beyond just those that can't pay. But what we also know is that if the state would be willing to move toward a water affordability plan for the state, then what we would see is the improvement and the ability for all Michiganders to be able to turn on their tap, trust what's coming out of that tap, but also be able to contribute to the maintenance and the upgrades and the overall legacy of maintaining that infrastructure for decades and generations to come.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm David Fair alongside my co-host Lisa Wozniak, the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. We are talking with Monica Lewis-Patrick. Monica is President and CEO of We the People of Detroit, and we're talking about water issues impacting Michigan communities. At the heart of the matter, Monica, we're being asked to make a determination whether access to water is a right or a privilege. I sense you view it as a right, but as you've mentioned, water is not free. As you assess shutoff policy and health and community impacts, how do we pay to resolve the issue of funding water service? Where is that money going to come from?
Well, I believe that we've got to challenge all branches of government to participate and what we know is a frontline action of health and welfare of American citizens and residents. And so part of that has to be a greater investment from our federal government in terms of water infrastructure. We've also got to have a commitment at the local and state level of investing dollars and creating greater efficiencies. But it also has to be rooted in the understanding that all American residents have to have a pathway to sustained water access and sanitation. And that begins with the ability to afford clean, safe, and affordable water. And so part of that has to be for low-income families. We believe a tier-based system, nothing different than we do for heating and lighting in this country. When we looked at water, that it was deeply connected to public health, and it's only been in the last 20 to 30 years that we've seen it more framed as a commodity. We cannot ensure the ability of this country to be all that it can be without being able to ensure that we can provide clean, safe access to water.
So, Monica, this all requires political will. And so have you seen the Democratic presidential candidates speaking about issues of water quality and affordability? And what more do you want to see from them?
Every candidate that's reached out to us to ask about the water shutoffs in Detroit, we've challenged them to really look at what they can do if they are holding seats of influence right now as senators or congressional figures or persons in leadership. We really need an infusion of federal funding for a water infrastructure that is well-funded but also is rooted in creating jobs and connecting to the skilled trades in a way that gives young people a pathway to upward mobility and an income that can sustain them and reinvest in our communities. But then we also need to look at our local levels where we know that there has been inequity baked into policies, because what we know throughout the region that is serviced at least the 3.8 million Michiganders that drink from a well that was built by the residents of Detroit, to then have some municipalities with policies that say you cannot shut off water regardless of how much is owed, and then have places like Detroit and Flint and other communities that are definitely communities of color and poor not being able to drink from a well that they are investing in and paying for, then to me seems to be an egregious act and a very deep violation of who we are supposed to be as a community, as a state, as a country. And so those inequities have to be baked into the policies as well.
With that in mind, we have local and state elections coming up in August and November that could have a graver impact on Michigan water issues than even the federal elections. Have you sensed a political culture shift that now includes water accessibility and affordability on those levels of government?
What I've seen is that all across Michigan, in terms of the residents and the voters, water is the most prevalent issue on the minds of Michiganders. And so any political person coming into Michigan, be it at the state level or the federal level, not talking about water and how to improve, protect it, and increase the access to it and the affordability of it, is going to find themselves missing an opportunity to leverage the power of Michiganders.
So Michigan LCV has had the privilege of working with your organization, We the People, on a variety of water issues and bringing together communities facing water shutoffs and water infrastructure failures and water contamination. What has been your experience working across these geographies in those communities, Monica?
I've seen a shift, and a lot of that has been because of Michigan LCV and your leadership, Lisa, along with other great organizations in Michigan, to really shift the conversation and the culture to be more intersectional and intentional and inclusive. Because a lot of times when we talk about Detroit and Flint and communities of color, then those conversations get racialized and we start to shut down at the political and policy level. And where we begin to gain ground is when everyone could see themselves somehow connected with the concern at the table to improve, protect, and also be able to create a pathway of funding that's rational, reasonable, and fair for all Michiganders.
Well, our time together is winding down, but I do want to bring this up. Lisa told me the story of attending an international conference on water in Detroit that you were a part of, and she was particularly struck when a woman from Zimbabwe said that the issues in Detroit and the state of Michigan were worse than in her third world country. The fact that it can even be compared is frightening. So as you assess the present and the near and distant future, will we be better off a year from now, a decade from now?
Well, I would say it's up to us. We never wait at the community level for anyone to tell us that we have a right and a need to access clean, safe, and affordable water. I think as long as we continue to mobilize and organize around what we know is best for all of us and also our children's children's children, then we'll get there. And so I'm hopeful and I'm excited about the power and the collective visioning that I've seen in Michigan around water from the grassroots and some of our partners like LISA and MCLV.
Well, thank you so much for the time and for sharing the information today, Monica. We genuinely appreciate it.
It's always great to be on with you and always good to hear from my friend Lisa.
And Lisa, I look forward to having you back in April.
I look forward to it, David. Thank you.
Lisa Wozniak is executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and she was responsible for bringing us today's guest. Again, it was Monica Lewis Patrick of We the People of Detroit. For more information on today's First Friday Focus on the Environment feature, visit our webpage. You can find the archive there as well. It's WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.